Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I am very, very excited to see this show by one of my favorite theater companies that just nails musicals absolutely every single time. Opera House Theater Company presents Evita, the story of the life of the Argentinian political leader Eva Perón, second wife of Argentinian President Juan Perón. It's all about her early life, her rise to power, her charity work, and her eventual death. And then her, you could say, almost canonization by the common people of Argentina. Here to tell us all about the production that opens tomorrow night is Ray Kennedy, who is directing and choreographing the show, and Kendra Gehring Garrett, who is taking on the role of Eva Perón. Beautifully cast, Ray. Good work. Welcome to you both. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Let's talk a little bit about the story for anybody who hasn't seen it. I kind of just gave a real quick version of it, but you can talk about some of the elements of the story that are about conflict, that are about drama, that are about, is there any comedy involved?
Well, the story is the story of her life. She was a young girl at 15 years old when she left her small town and moved to Buenos Aires, and then had a huge rise. So by the time she was a first lady, you know, by 30. It's an incredible story of a young girl who had so much ambition, so much drive, and so much empathy for the class that she came from. And you realize that Argentina still today is a very class-oriented society. And this woman from the slums ended up at the pinnacle of power and is the most important woman in Latin American culture when it comes to politics, even today. The current president of Argentina is a woman who says she would never have been president without Eva Perón.
I can hear that some of the conflict would come in there as she honored her roots and honored the slums that she came from and the people that she still loved, that probably as she ascended to power and influence, there were folks in the ruling class that were like, who is this?
Jamila, it's just exactly what's going on in Thailand right today. History always repeats itself. The military despised her. The aristocrats could not stand her, but she had the power of the people behind her. And it was a huge conflict between not only the aristocrats and her, but the military and Perón. A lot of conflict in the show. In a very volatile period in Argentinian history.
And the show is narrated with sort of one character, but he almost functions like a Greek chorus. Talk about him.
Che. There's some artistic license in Che's role in which he takes many elements of what was going on, but he is a young revolutionary. However, from the aristocratic class who left his class, and he was a revolutionary. The very interesting storyline, John Barry and I have sort of dissected it. It starts at her funeral, and the second scene, he's 17 years younger. So he has to start with what happens at the end of the show, and then in a twinkling of an eye has got to go 17 years backwards, and then the story begins. And as you can see that the young Che is not the Che that ends up at the end of the show. So his arc is very interesting. John's a fine actor, not only
a
singer.
He is.
And we have really dissected that. Everybody has. Kendra, she's read books and books and books, and Jeff has too. These characters are fascinating. You know, I told the
cast. Historically, they are. They're amazing people.
Amazing. Yes. I liked Evita. Always liked it. It was a big part of my listening as a child, young teenager. But now directing it, I love it. And I say that the piece every day, every run through, reveals another layer of these complex characters. And there's nothing I like better than a musical with great music that has an intriguing story.
Yeah, how wonderful to find a musical that has characters with all these layers of complexity and that you can actually do historical research on. If you're just joining us, you've been hearing Ray Kennedy, who's directing and choreographing Opera House Theater Company's production of Evita. With us also is Kendra Gehring Garrett, who is playing Eva Perón. Now, Kendra, so Ray just said you've read a bunch of books about Eva Perón.
Yes.
I know there's conflicting biographies about her. So talk about your research process and your process of creating this character.
Well, I tried to, the show does such a great job of really talking about how she comes into power. So I wanted to do more research of her past and really dig in deep into her early childhood so that I could understand why she made the choices that she did and why she went in with so much like boom to want to do and become. And so that I purposefully tried to find, I researched a lot of the biographies and I tried to find the one that really fleshed out her early years so that I could really understand where she came from, what she was about.
She was so driven.
She was so driven.
You have to know what was driving this woman.
What was driving her. Yeah. And her heart, because fortunately, I think the show Evita paints kind of a not likable picture of her. Mm-hmm. And
we didn't want that.
And a lot of people didn't love her, but there were so many people that did, and she had a lot of intention, of good intention. She had such a big heart and really wanted to do well for her people.
Well, you're the one to show that, Kendra, because you can really convey that quality of heart on stage. And I did read some research before our interview talking about how in the show Evita, it shows her, you know, sleeping her way to the top, supposedly, that she came to Buenos Aires as a lover to a married musician.
Yeah.
But I read another account that said, no, her mother brought her to Buenos Aires because she wanted to be a radio star.
Yeah.
So there's those conflicting reports, and maybe she wasn't the manipulator that she's been portrayed as.
Yeah, there is a lot of...
One of the interesting things is I have a friend in New York that's Argentinian.
Mm-hmm.
So I would leave New York on Sunday night, and during the week would talk a lot to him. He's from a very big political family, and his grandmother was friends with Ava. She liked Ava. So he was the one that would tell me the Argentinian point of view, how she became canonized among the young children. They were sort of brainwashed that she was a saint. And he's also the one that said, luckily, because Jeff, Kendra, and I are really believe that that is a real love affair, not just a political partnership.
Oh, yes, Ava and Juan Perón.
And he said, Ray, you have to understand that they really did love each other. It wasn't just a path to power.
Right. And who's your Juan Perón?
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff Phillips.
And he has dug into this role with a vengeance.
Good.
And our Juan Perón, sometimes I feel like Juan is just a big, gorgeous voice and a little bit has been portrayed in some productions I've seen as a bit of a buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not a buffoon.
I've seen that in kind of a cardboard cutout buffoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're not doing that
either.
Well,
he's the president, and he navigated the very, very complex military path to get there. That's a smart man that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, he's really dug in, and he and Kendra do have a beautiful relationship.
I believe that. You guys are good at creating that chemistry. So you've got Kendra as Ava, and you have Jeff as Juan Perón, and then Perón had a mistress.
That's Annie Marsh.
Annie Marsh.
With the golden voice.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She does
and
a
then, of course,
job.
Che, and you mentioned John Barry is doing that. And for those of you that may remember, John Barry took on Jean Valjean in Les Mis last season, and he says he's not a singer, and you're like, what? Who told him that?
Yeah.
Because he is. He's a very powerful actor. And, of course, in that role, he had to age tremendously and go through all kinds of physical and emotional anguish. And so he's perfect to play Che because that character is so mercurial, so changeable. Yeah.
You know, everything is sung in this show. Lorraine never lifts her hands from the keyboards the entire show. I mean, that's a long time to play. But Lou's the one that said it best. He said to the cast Sunday, you're treating this like a musical. This is a play. The word just happens to be sung.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it.
Mm-hmm.
The words are so, you know, Tim Rice was the best lyricist Weber worked with. And this is early in their career. And the words are so important. There's so much depth and education for the audience so you understand the path if we get the words across the stage with great diction, which is I keep saying diction because there's so much good stuff here.
Exactly. So much of the story is told through those words as well as the actions. So Lorraine Walsh is your musical director, and she's great. And she's got, I'm sure, a good orchestra.
Yeah, big.
To cover the ballads, the Latin infused, the rock, the classical. And then who's doing your set and your costumes?
Terry's doing the set. It's very austere, and there's a big set change at intermission. I'm giving something away. So that when the curtain comes up, there's a lot of work that happens at intermission. And it's a big cast, over 45 people.
Sure.
And they are poor. They're aristocrats. They're military. They're the descamisados, the shirtless ones. So Julie Harvey's doing the costumes. She has quite a path to create all these characters. And then Kendra's wardrobe, especially when she becomes First Lady, it's Christian Dior and beautiful, beautiful clothes. And she's built these beautiful suits and the big Ava ball gown she built. So it's a huge costume show, not just pretty, but you've got to know who that person is at that point because you may have seen them two scenes earlier as a different person.
And the costumes show Eva's evolution in terms of power and wealth and self-esteem, one would hope, as she begins to realize who she can be to the people. Yes. I would love to talk with you guys more because there's so much to say about this show, but I think we've given people a little taste of what to expect.
Yes.
It opens tomorrow night in the main stage of Thalian Hall. It runs Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and then Sunday at 3. Does it run two more weekends after that?
One more.
Only one more?
Yeah, because the February musical runs 2 weeks, so it closes March 2nd. And it's not been done on Thalian Hall stage in 22 years.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
So that second weekend, next weekend, it's only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so folks, this show will sell out. Let's all get our tickets early. The phone number for Thalian Hall's box office is 632-2285, 632-2285, or go to thalianhall.com or stop by the box office during their regular hours. Thank you, Ray Kennedy, Kendra Garing-Garrett. Such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I'm just delighted you're doing this show.
We are too. I forgot to state also that Dallas LaFon will have a huge light plot with over 200 cues. So our team is really strong.
Brilliant, isn't he? He is so brilliant. And he has some new equipment that he is just playing with and making gorgeous.
He's a happy man. He has a new baby and lots of new equipment. So he's a very happy lighting designer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for mentioning that. Thanks so much.